a nursing. They were vet nurses. And the younger peasant boys also with their colorful costumes came to either enlist in the army or be all kinds of, go into the service of some rich gentleman, nobility and so on, or become coachmen and all this. When they arrived, they still wore these native costumes. And during the war, naturally, there came this flood of Polish refugees. In Poland, the Jews still wore these old costumes, you know, like 200 years ago with the black caftans and the black hats. You see it sometimes here around Fairfax, but very, very little of it. But there, they, it was still as it was, you know, centuries, and they came like this. And there, right opposite, was the coffee house, you know. Usually before they did anything else, they would come, whoever it was, peasant girls or anything, would come into the coffee house, take a cup of coffee, and then they would vanish into the back streets, you know. And in these years, the second district where Eric lived became a completely like a ghetto district, like you have Harlem full of black people. Then this second district, they would stay there in the second district, and have apartments there, and the district was full. So this, I think, also had its impression on Eric, you know. And I think the later, his later trend of turning, you know, to his heritage, to his Jewish heritage, was, I'm sure, strongly influenced by what he saw at this time, you know, and identified with his district.
Yeah, certainly.
Because otherwise, you know, the parents, the father, and this side of the family that had to do with the father, were more like peasants. They were really not identifiable as Jews. They had the father had blue eyes, was blonde, was very athletic, you know. It's very funny. He could do tricks, athletic tricks. He could balance a stick on his nose. It seemed almost like there was a heritage of maybe circus people or something like this.
That's amazing. Now, what about the family attitude towards music? We've discussed this before.
As I told you, you know, there were three singers in the family, and then when Eric's family, his own family, when the boys grew, it developed that the oldest and the youngest had voices. The oldest had a tenor voice, and he was the biggest, and he had a tremendous, very powerful tenor voice. And Willy, the youngest, had a very beautiful voice and also had a very great musical talent, while the oldest didn't have any talent, which is amazing in this kind of family. And Eric wrote very, very little for tenor, because he had kind of a fear that his brother Egon would sing anything. Because it was always a little quarter tone off or something. You know, you were sitting there and clenching your teeth. But Willy had a beautiful baritone voice and was very musical. They were allowed, there was only one piano and therefore one music room. And, of course, he hardly ever had the piano to himself. There were fights about it, which always were won by Egon, the oldest, because he was the biggest and awesome, kind of brutal. In his childhood, Eric said he hated that father so much that he went to bed with a knife. Because he was, so to say, the executioner. Would keep the family discipline. So that must have been quite difficult for him. But, you know, being a composer was something that nobody understood. And they couldn't even, you know, that was just ridiculous. It was, as the grandmother called it, she always said, er lebt in dem Wahn. He lives in this...
Delusion.
Delusion, yes. You know?